There they dwelled in the city called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken by the prophets would be fulfilled, Immanuel shall be called the Nazarene. Chapter 3. John the Baptist. In due course, John the Baptist came to the edge of the wilderness and preached at the banks of the Jordan. 2. John the Baptist preached of baptism in accordance with the old laws of God, according to which the way to knowledge was to be prepared. 3. He preached that God's laws shall be followed because he is the sole ruler of this human lineage. 4. He preached that above God, however, stands creation, the source of the worlds, universes and all living creatures. 5. And so he taught that the genderless creation is the mystery of all mysteries, death and life, light and darkness, being and non-being. 6. And so he taught once again that God, the Lord and ruler of this human lineage and of those who traveled from afar, the celestial suns, holds creation in high esteem. 7. All Judea and all the people of Jerusalem went forth to John the Baptist, acknowledging the wisdom of the old laws of God, and let themselves be baptized by him in the river Jordan. 8. John wore a garment made from camel's hair and a leather belt around his loins. His food consisted of locusts and wild honey. 9. While he was baptizing many of the people, many Pharisees and Sadducees came to him who humiliated him with malicious talk. 10. But John the Baptist spoke, "You brood of vipers, who told you that you will escape from future wrath, once your false teachings are revealed? 2. See to it that you bear righteous fruit of repentance and learn the truth. 12. Turn away from the evil of your false teachings, which you carry out with arrogance and pursuant with your greed for power and fortune. 13. Do not think just of saying to each other, 'We have Abraham as father.' 14. I say to you, with his knowledge and his power, God is able to raise up children to Abraham out of these stones, because he has knowledge of the mystery of creation. 15. Already the axe has been laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, any tree that does not bring forth good fruit will be hewn down and thrown into the fire. 16. You brood of vipers, in 2,000 years you and your followers, who pursue false teachings out of your own arrogance and your greed for power and fortune, shall be vanquished and, on account of your lies, punished. 17. So it shall be when humankind begins to comprehend, and when the chaff is separated from the grain. 18. It will be at the time when your false teachings will be laughed at and humankind discovers the truth. 19. This will come to pass when humankind builds singing lights and chariots of fire, with which they can escape into the cosmos, as is done by God and his followers, the celestial suns. 20. Namely those who taught us the wisdom and knowledge of creation. 21. And who urged us to obey the laws of nature and live according to them. 22. O you renegades, you brood of vipers, get away from this place, because you are impure and cursed in your false teachings. 23. Get away from this place, because I can by my own accord baptize you into repentance only with water, but he who comes after me is stronger than I, and I am not worthy of removing his sandals. He will baptize you with the knowledge of the Spirit and with the fire of truth. 24. He has his winnowing fork in his hand. He will sweep his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his granary, but he will burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. 25. The lie can never withstand the truth, which destroys evil in its fire. 26. As John the Baptist thus spoke, behold, Immanuel of Galilee then approached John at the Jordan, to be baptized by him. 27. John, however, refused him and spoke, "It is I who need to be baptized by you because you possess greater knowledge than I. And you come to me?" 28. But Immanuel answered him, Let it happen so now, because it is fitting for us to fulfill all justice, since we are both sons of the earth. 29. So John consented and baptized him. 30. When Shmanuel had been baptized, he soon came out of the water of the Jordan, and behold, a metallic light fell from the sky and rushed over the Jordan. 31. Consequently they all fell on their faces and pressed them into the sand while a voice from the metallic light spoke. 32. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. He will be the King of Truth, through which terrestrial humans shall rise as wise ones. 33. Behold, after these words Shmanuel entered into the metallic light, which climbed into the sky, surrounded by fire and smoke, and passed over the lifeless sea, as the singing of the metallic light soon faded away. 34. After that, Shmanuel was no longer seen for 40 days and nights. Chapter 4. Shmanuel's Arcanum. I. From this day on, Shmanuel no longer lived among the sons and daughters of these earth humans. 2. Shmanuel was lifted up from the earth, and no one knew where he had been taken nor what had happened to him. 3. But then he was set down by the metallic light between north and west, in a place where the guardian angels had received guidelines by which they were to evaluate the site for the chosen ones. 4. Thus, he lived for 40 days and nights between the winds of the north and the west, where he received the arcanum of knowledge. 5. During this instruction period he spent his days with the wise saints of God and the guardian angels, the celestial sons. 6. They taught him the wisdom of knowledge. 7. They taught him about the dominion of God over terrestrial humans and over his celestial sons. 8. They also explained to him the omnipotence of the creation of the universes. 9. They also taught him about the immortality of the spirit through rebirth. 10. There he saw the initial forefathers, the saints of ancient times, who were the celestial sons and the fathers of the terrestrial humans. From there he went to the north towards the ends of the earth, where the metallic lights and chariots of fire came down from the sky or shot upwards with a singing sound, enveloped in smoke and fire. 12. There, at the ends of the entire earth, he saw a great and marvelous wonder. 13. In that place he saw the celestial portals open, of which there were 3 different ones. 14. The celestial portals radiated in the most brilliant Zohar, an area as large as the lifeless sea on the River Jordan. Zohar, radiant splendor of creational energy. 15. Actually gleaming therein was the entire land of Israel, alive and true, humans and animals and everything that was there. 16. In this first celestial portal, no secret was concealed, because the Zohar entered into the smallest spaces in the cottages and revealed the last intimate detail. 17. Inside the second celestial portal, there rose mighty mountains, whose peaks reached into the sky and disappeared into the clouds. 18. Far below lay deep masses of snow, at whose edges a different, brown-skinned human population built their huts. 19. The third celestial portal revealed a land of gigantic dimensions, mountainous and interspersed with rivers, lakes and seas, where yet another human population dwelled. 20. Not far from these 3 celestial portals had been built the palace of God, the ruler of these terrestrial humans and of those who had traveled from afar, the celestial sons, the guardian angels. 21. In his palace, God ruled over the 3 human lineages created by him and over his following, the celestial sons. 22. He was immortal, ancient and of giant size like the celestial sons. 23. In the palace of God, there appeared to Shmanuel 2 very tall men, the likes of whom he had never seen on earth. 24. Their faces shone like the sun, and their eyes looked like burning torches. From their mouths issued fire. Their clothing resembled a covering of foam, and their arms were like golden wings. 25. They inhabited an environment of their own, because the air of this earthly world would have been fatal for them. 26. These two men from the constellation of the seven stars were venerable teachers, and they were together with two smaller men who said that they were from Ba'i. 27. They said, "People have come from the heavens to earth, and other people have been lifted from earth into the heavens. The people coming from the heavens remained on earth for a long time, and they created the intelligent human lineages." 28. Behold, humans begotten by the celestial suns were different in a unique way from other people on earth. 29. They were not like earth humans but like the children of the celestial angels, and of a different kind. 30. Their bodies were white as snow and red as the rose blossom, their hair at the top of the head white as wool and their eyes beautiful. 31. Earth humans will now retain their inherited beauty and propagate it further. 32. But in the course of centuries and millennia they will mix with other human populations in the heavens, so as to generate a new humankind and special lineages, as the celestial suns did with the earth people. 33. Shmanuel, you are an informed insider, begotten from among our ranks by a celestial sun. 34. With your knowledge you will make the impossible possible and accomplish things that earth humans will deem miraculous. 35. You know the power of the spirit, but beware of abusing it. 36. Your own wisdom and the knowledge obtained through us should contribute to the well-being of humankind, though the road leading thereto will be very difficult for them and for you. 37. You will be misunderstood and denounced, because earth humans are still ignorant and addicted to delusionary beliefs. 38. They believe that God is creation itself and not the ruler of the celestial suns and these human lineages. 39. Earth people attribute to him the omnipotence of creation and glorify him as creation itself. 40. But God is a human being, like all the celestial suns and the terrestrial humans, except that he is vastly greater in consciousness than they are. 41. Creation, however, is of immeasurably higher standing than God, the Lord over the celestial suns and terrestrial humans, because creation is the immeasurable enigma. 42. Shmanuel, you will also be slandered as God and as his only begotten Son, and you, too, will be equated with a mysterious creation. 43. Do not heed these false teachings, however, because millennia will pass before the people of these human lineages are capable of recognizing the truth. 44. Much human blood will be shed because of you, including your own and that of countless generations. 45. Notwithstanding, fulfill your mission as the King of Wisdom, as the Son of Gabriel, the Celestial Son. 46. The law for your creation was issued in the name of God, so that you may serve as prophet and pioneer of wise knowledge for these human lineages. 47. Fulfill your mission unperturbed by the irrationality and all false teachings of the scribes and Pharisees, and despite the disbelieving people. 48. Hence, following the fulfillment of your mission, centuries and two millennia will pass before the truth of the knowledge you brought to the people will be recognized and disseminated by a few humans. 49. Not until the time of space traveling machines will the truth break through and gradually shake the false teachings that you are the Son of God or creation. 50. And this will be the time when we celestial sons begin to reveal ourselves anew to earth humans, when they will have become knowing and will threaten the structure of the heavens with their acquired power. 51. Thus they spoke, the celestial suns between the north and the west, before bringing Shmanuel in the metallic light back to Israel. to the land of Galilee. 52. When Shmanuel heard that John the Baptist had been imprisoned, he left the town of Nazareth, came to and lived in Capernaum, which lies by the sea in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. 53. From that time onward Shmanuel began to preach, saying, "Repent and turn to the truth and knowledge, because they alone bring you life." 54. When Shmanuel went by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting their nets into the sea because they were fishermen. 55. And he said to them, "Follow me, I will teach you knowledge and make you fishers of people." 56. Thereupon, they left their nets and followed him. 57. As he went on, he saw two other brothers, Jacob, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat along with their father, Zebedee, mending their nets. 58. And he called them. 59. Forthwith they left the boat and their father, and followed him. 60. Shmanuel went about in the entire land of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the knowledge of the Spirit, and healing all diseases and infirmities among the people. 61. News of him spread through the entire land of Syria, and they brought to him all the sick afflicted with various diseases and torments, the possessed, the lunatics, and the paralytics, and he made them well. 62. And many people followed him from Galilee, from the Decapolis, from Jerusalem, from the land of Judea and from beyond the Jordan. Chapter 5. The Sermon on the Mount. When Shmanuel saw the people following him, he went up a hill and sat down, and his disciples came to him. 2. And he taught them, saying, 3. Blessed are those who are rich in spirit and recognize the truth, for life is theirs. 4. Blessed are those who endure hardship, for they shall thus recognize truth and be comforted. 5. Blessed are the spiritually balanced, for they shall possess knowledge. 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for truth and knowledge, for they shall be satisfied. 7. Blessed are those who live according to the laws of nature, for they live according to the plan of creation. 8. Blessed are those who have a clear conscience, for they need not fear. 9. Blessed are those who know about creation, for they were not enslaved by false teachings. 10. Blessed are the righteous, for nature is subject to them. 11. Blessed are you if, on my account and because of our teachings, people revile and persecute you and speak all manner of evil against you, thus they lie about the teachings. 12. Be of good cheer and take comfort, this life and the next life will reward you. For so have the belittlers of the truth persecuted the prophets who were before you, and so will they also persecute you. 13. You are the salt of the earth, and if the salt loses its flavor, with what would one salt? It is useless henceforth, except it be thrown out and stepped on by the people. 14. You are the light of the world, and consider, the city that lies on top of a mountain cannot be hidden. 15. One does not light a candle and place it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, thus it shines for all those who are in the house. 16. Likewise your light shall shine before the people, so they see your good deeds and recognize the truth of your knowledge. 17. Do not think that I have come to do away with the law or the prophet. I have come not to undo, but to fulfill and to reveal the knowledge. 18. Truly, I say to you, until the heavens and the earth vanish, neither a letter nor a dot of the law of creation and the laws of nature will vanish, until all is fulfilled. 19. Whosoever violates one of the smallest of the laws or directives and teaches the people falsely, will be called the smallest, but whosoever spreads the teachings truthfully will be called great and will receive the reward of the Spirit. 20. I tell you, If your righteousness does not exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not receive the reward of the Spirit and of life. 21. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, "You shall not kill," but whosoever kills shall be found guilty by the courts. 22. However, I say to you, exercise justice according to the natural laws of creation, so that you find the judgment in logic. 23. Guilty are all those who kill when not acting in self-defense or according to legal verdict based on self-defense. Likewise, guilty are all those who engage in evil speech and actions. 24. Only justice according to the natural laws of creation produces illogical judgment. 25. Do not accommodate your adversaries if you are in the right, and the judge will probably have to decide in your favor. 26. Truly, I say to you, you will attain justice only when you find it yourself and can make your fellow humans understand it. 27. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." 28. But I say to you, whosoever has sexual intercourse with someone other than their spouse shall be delivered to the courts, for it is an act unworthy of humans, contemptible and an offense against the laws of nature. 29. If, however, your right or left eye causes annoyance, tear it out and throw it away, because it is better for you that just one of your members be destroyed than your whole body. 30. If a thought causes you annoyance, eradicate it and ban it from your brain. It is better to destroy a thought that incites annoyance than to bring the whole world of thought into an uproar. 31. It has also been said, whosoever divorces his spouse shall hand over a certificate of divorce. 32. However, I say to you, whosoever separates from their spouse, except in response to adultery, commits adultery. Whosoever marries a person who is guilty in a divorce also commits adultery. 33. You have further heard it said to your ancestors, "You shall take no false oath, and you shall keep your oath to God." 34. However, I say to you that you shall not swear at all. Do not swear by the heavens, because they are infinite and immeasurable. 35. Neither swear by the earth, because it is impermanent, nor swear by Jerusalem, because it is an impermanent city built by human hands. 36. You shall also not swear by your head, because you cannot change the color of a single hair. 37. Also do not swear by the memory of a person or a thing, for they are all impermanent. 38. Let your speech at all times simply be, yes, yes or no, no. Anything beyond that goes against the laws. 39. You have heard it said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. 40. But I say to you, exercise justice according to the natural laws of creation, so that you find the verdict in logic. 41. Offer your love wherever it is warranted, and punish wherever the law of nature demands punishment. 42. Give to them who ask of you, if they make their requests in honesty, and turn away from them who want to borrow from you in a dishonest way. 43. You have heard it said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." 44. However, I say to you, practice love and understanding according to the natural laws of creation, so that through logic you find the right action and perception. 45. Offer your love where it is warranted, and despise where the law of nature demands it. 46. You shall be wise and acquire knowledge, because you shall become perfect in spirit as the creation which created you. 47. Over the course of incarnations you shall train your spirit and your consciousness and allow them to develop to perfection, so that you become one with creation. Chapter 6. Alms, fasting, treasures, concerns. I. Be mindful of your piety, that you practice it before the people with correct words, lest you be accused of lying and thereby find no reward from them. 2. Choose your words using natural logic, and draw upon the knowledge and behavior of nature. 3. When you give alms, you shall not proclaim it, as do the hypocrites in the synagogues and on the streets, that they may be praised by the people. Truly, I say to you, they have forfeited their reward, because their alms serve only their selfishness. 4. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, who enjoy standing and praying in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, because they pray only for the sake of their selfishness and the impression they have upon the people. 5. When you pray, you shall call upon the omnipotence of the Spirit and not babble misleading nonsense like the idol worshippers, the ignorant and the selfish, because they think they are heard when they use many words. 6. The creation spirit part of the human has no need for many words, however humans need the knowledge of how powerful it is. 7. Pray therefore to the omnipotence of the Spirit, in the knowledge that its greatness and power are infinite. 8. If you do not know how to pray directly to the almighty power of the Spirit, make use of something sacred by which you can reach the Spirit. 9. But be never like the ignorant, the hypocrites, the idol worshippers and the selfish, who worship something sacred in the belief that the omnipotence of the Spirit dwells in it. 10. Be aware, however, that the almighty power of the Spirit always dwells within you regardless of your usage of a sacred object or place. 2. Therefore pray as one who knows. Thus you should pray as follows. 12. My Spirit, you exist within omnipotence. 13. May your name be holy. 14. May your kingdom incarnate itself within me. 15. May your power unfold itself within me, on earth and in the heavens. 16. Give me today my daily bread, that I may recognize my wrongdoings and the truth. 17. And lead me not into temptation and confusion, but deliver me from error. 18. For yours is the kingdom within me and the power and the knowledge forever. Amen. 19. When you pray to your Spirit, it will give you what you request. Have trust in this knowledge and you will receive. 20. However, if you believe in the false teachings that the power and Spirit do not dwell within you, then you will be without knowledge and will live in spiritual poverty. 21. Now and then you will receive what you in your false belief request from misused sacred things, or from idols and gods, but you will receive only because of your strong false belief, without knowledge of the real truth. 22. Truly, I say to you, blessed are only those who serve the actual truth and knowledge, because only they receive in honesty. 23. When you fast, do not look sour like the hypocrites, for they put on pretentious faces, in order to shine with their fasting before the people. 24. Truly, I say to you, they forfeit their reward, because they fast only for the sake of their selfish impression upon others. 25. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not shine before the people with your fasting but before your own spirit, which is hidden. 26. You fast for the sake of your health and for the expansion of your consciousness, spirit and your knowledge. 27. Neither should you amass great treasures on earth, where moths and rust consume them and thieves break in and steal them. 28. But collect treasures in the spirit and in consciousness, where neither moths nor rust consumes them and where thieves neither break in nor steal. 29. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also, and the true treasure is wisdom and knowledge. 30. The eye is the light of your body. 31. When your eye is clear, your entire body will be alight. 32. But if your eye is evil, your whole body will be dark. 33. If now the light within you is dark, how great then will be the darkness? 34. No one can serve two masters, either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will adhere to the one and despise the other. 35. You cannot serve your spirit and mammon. 36.